joy to be able to say good morning to everyone at Craig Isle Church there in Dundee. To Chris and Marion and to the whole congregation, good morning. And isn't the technology wonderful that I can be saying good morning to you all the way from Bermuda? Friends, I don't suppose I'm going to garner any sympathy from you if I say, it's a little too hot here in the morning. I don't suppose I'm going to get any sympathy for that, am I? Well, I really haven't complained. We find ourselves in a wonderful place here with a wonderful congregation. We have recently finished working up a new vision statement, a new sense of where our priorities lie and where we believe God is calling us to. And it's exciting, and in a sense the very same for you at Craig Isle when I see on Facebook and read and see what's happening. All strength to you all there at Craig Isle for these coming days. I really do wish you well. The Sundays that Elaine and I shared with you over the course of a year or so were amongst the best and most enjoyable and most fulfilling and rewarding that we had in all of that time. And you know, I got to know Chris a little bit, and I saw that of all those coming into ministry, that Chris had got something. Something that was a little bit special. And so when I heard that he was going to be coming to you there at Craig Isle to be a minister, honestly, I couldn't be happier for you, and I'm believing for what God will do in these coming days. So, rejoicing all round. Friends, we're going to bring to you the scripture for today. Just that one verse from 2 Timothy, and the second chapter, at verse 13, it says this: if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Amen. And may God bless to you these words and all that will unfold as you worship today. Blessings and goodbye.
Yeah, we'll give Martin a round of applause. I can tell him, I'll message him later and tell him that his wee message went down well. But yeah, Martin in sunny Bermuda, and I know that he was leading worship a lot here through the vacancy. In fact, he was on the few weeks leading up to me preaching the soul nominee as well. And I was delighted when he said, when I told Martin that I was asked to preach a soul nominee here, he was really delighted for us all. So it's nice to see him there and hear his voice. So let us again come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come now to study your word, we thank you for the precious gift of your word that guides us and instructs us. Oh God, we come to you today knowing that we are not perfect people. We come knowing that there are times when we fail you and times when we are unfaithful to your calling on our lives. But Lord, we also come knowing that you are faithful, even when we are faithless. We thank you that your character never changes and that your promises never fail. So as we open your word today, we ask that you would speak to our hearts. Help us to understand your faithfulness and the security that we have in your love that never changes. Holy Spirit, move among us now and transform us by your truth. And Lord, help us all to leave here today with a deeper understanding of who you are and what it means to be held secure in your faithful hands. All this we pray in the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Saviour, and our King. Amen. There once was a young man who was absolutely devastated after making a terrible mess of his life. He had let his family down, his friends down, his church people down, and most importantly, he'd felt that he let God down. He sat in his room day after day with his head in his hands, thinking, that's it, I've blown it. God could never use me again. I've been faithless when I should have been faithful. That was just life for this young man, until one day a wise older friend came to him, another Christian friend. And he said, "Son, let me tell you something about God's faithfulness. Even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." And that young man, well, that young man was me. That's a true story from my journey, of my own journey in faith. After walking faithfully with the Lord for about 4 years, in 2013, I turned my back on him and tried to live my own way again. And what a mess I ended up. But it was only by the grace of God that I stayed alive. And look at the life that God always had planned for me. And you know, in that wee story from my own journey, it really speaks right into the heart of what Paul is telling us here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. As we continue our summer preaching series on single verses about the faithfulness of God, we're now in week 4 of this series. And that's why we've got folks filming for the... Rather than getting people to come up just to read one verse, we thought that Bill's idea was get people. And we've got another few crackers for you as well coming up, so watch this space. But you know, this truth this morning is one that every one of us needs to hear time and time again when we feel that we're not good enough. We've all felt that. We are not good enough. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 that Martin read for us, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself." These are really powerful words. And they speak to every person who has ever felt like they've not been good enough. Or even felt like we've let God down. Every person who's wondered if God could still use them after all of their failures. Now let's be honest, we all have at times when we've been faithless. I don't mean stop believing in God completely or lose our faith, although that can happen too. But I mean those times when we do not live up to what we know that God wants from us. Maybe it's, we might say, we'll read his word more, we'll read the Bible more, and then we don't. Maybe it's when we say, we'll be more patient with those around us, our family, and then we lose our temper. Maybe it's when we say we really want to serve God with everything that we've got, but then we put other things first, and things end up not in the right order. And there's so many other times when we can be faithless. We can be faithless when we doubt God's goodness through difficult circumstances. We can be faithless when we try to handle everything in our own strength instead of depending on God's strength. But here's what makes today's verse so amazing, that Paul says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. The word "remains" here is so important. It means God's faithfulness doesn't change. It doesn't depend on our performance. And that's actually a theme that's ran right through this preaching series so far, that God's faithfulness does not depend on our performance. Just think about that. When we're at our worst, or we're most ashamed of our failures, that's when God's faithfulness is the strongest. That's not because faithfulness doesn't matter, but it's because God's character is so much bigger than our failures, and his faithfulness is so much more reliable than our unfaithfulness. And then Paul gives us the reason why God stays faithful even when we are faithless. It says he cannot deny himself. This is such a powerful truth, that God's faithfulness isn't just something he does, it's who he is. It's part of his actual nature. For God to be unfaithful would be for God to stop being God. That means that even when we fail him, even when we let him down or we are faithless, God cannot and will not stop being who he is. He will remain faithful because faithfulness is at the very core of his being. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, firstly, we can have confidence even in our failures. I'm not saying that we should be casual about sin. Sin always has consequences, we know that. And our faithfulness, our unfaithfulness still matters. But what I am saying, that our place with God, our standing with God, does not depend on our faithfulness. When we mess up, when we fail, which we will time and time again, because we are flawed human beings, we can come to God with confidence, knowing that his faithfulness has not changed. We don't have to earn our way back into his grace. We don't have to prove ourselves worthy of his love. Secondly, it means that we can have hope even in our darkest times. Sometimes life hits us so hard that we can struggle to believe that God is good. Sometimes circumstances are so tough that we can find it hard to trust that God is in control. But our feelings of faithlessness do not change God's faithful character. Even when we cannot see it, even when we cannot feel it, God is always faithful to us. And I love that time and time again in the Bible, we are promised that God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us. And I know that in difficult times, it can seem like God is far off, but we are promised that he's always, always there. And you know, this brings us to the heart of the gospel message, that the good news isn't that we are faithful to God. The good news is that God is faithful to us. The gospel is not about our ability to keep our promises to God, but it's all about God's ability to keep his promises to us. And the greatest promise that God ever made, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That promise does not depend on our faithfulness. It depends on God's faithfulness. And because God cannot deny himself, that promise is absolutely secure. When Jesus hung on the cross, he was being faithful to God's promise of salvation. When he rose from the dead, he was shown God's faithfulness to his word. And when he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, he has shown God's ongoing faithfulness to his people. Now, understanding God's faithfulness, it shouldn't give us a license for us to be faithless. If anything, it should drive us to be more faithful. When we truly understand how faithful God has been to us, and we really get the size of his love and his commitment to us, it should make us want to be faithful in return. But here's the thing. We do not try to be faithful in order to earn God's love. We try to be faithful because we already have God's love. We don't serve God to try and become his children. We serve God because we are his children. And that changes, or it should change, how we live the Christian life. It should take the pressure off. It helps with the fear. It should give us confidence to try again when we fail. So how do we live this out practically? I've put this into, this is four takeaways this week. Number one, when we fail, we do not hide from God. We run to him, knowing that his faithfulness means that he will be there to meet us with open arms. Number two, when we're struggling with doubt, we don't kid on that everything's fine. We take our doubts to God, knowing that his faithfulness is so much bigger than our questions. Number three, when we're going through difficult times, we do not have to put a brave face on and act like everything's all right. We can be honest about our struggles, knowing that God's faithfulness doesn't depend on our strength, and we get support from each other to do this. That's why being part of a church family is so important. I know you've heard me saying this time and time and time again. Being part of a church family is so, so, so important. We get to share in each other's burdens. We get to be honest with each other about our struggles. We get to pray together. We get support. We get all of these things that would be very hard to get without being part of a good network, a good church family. And the fourth thing that we can do practically is when we are tempted to give up, when we feel like we might have failed too many times, and we wonder if God can still use us, we remember that God's faithfulness is not based on our performance, but on his character. And this verse should give us real security. It tells us that our relationship with God is secure because it's based on his faithfulness and not ours. It does not mean that we can live however we want. As I said earlier, sin always has consequences. We know that, don't we? Our sin has consequences on us and each other. Other people's sin, sadly, has serious consequences on us as well. But it does mean that God's love for us and his faithfulness towards us Never, these things never change. When we truly understand God's faithfulness, it should hopefully change how we live. We can take risks for God because we know that He'll be faithful to us. We can be honest about our struggles because we know that God's faithfulness means that He will not reject us, never. We can admit our weaknesses because we know that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. We can love others more because we know God loves us and His love for us is secure. We can hopefully serve others more joyfully because we know that our identity does not depend on what we do, but on who we are in Christ. I love that. Our identity does not depend on anything we do, but on who we are in Christ. We saw that, didn't we, through COVID. People whose identity often had been tied up in their work or what they did, or you know, and that was shattered, totally shattered. And people, and I hear it a lot. I hear folks who retire, you know, very successful careers, very successful lives, they retire, and within about a week, they really struggle to know who they are, because their identity is not in any of that, but it's in what God sees in us. Our identity is in Christ. You know, I want to speak directly to anyone here this morning who feels like they might have been faithless. Maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe you're like me, you've made a lot of mistakes. Maybe you've let people down. Maybe like me, you've let a lot of people down. Maybe you're sitting there thinking this morning, if you only knew what I've done, you wouldn't be so sure about God's faithfulness in my life. Listen, I have been there so many times. I've been there. But let me tell you something this morning. God's faithfulness, it's not based on what you've done or on what I've done, but it's based on who He is, and He cannot deny Himself. Our failures do not surprise God, and our struggles do not shock Him. He knows all about our faithlessness, but yet He remains faithful anyway. And for those of us today who are going through difficult times, who might be struggling to see God's hand in our circumstances, who might be finding it hard to trust, please remember that God's faithfulness doesn't depend on our feelings. So this morning, let us trust in the security of God's faithfulness. Let's find comfort in the truth that He cannot deny Himself. Let's live with confidence, knowing that our God is faithful even when we are faithless. And let's remember that His faithfulness is the reason that we can have any hope at all. Whether we're struggling with failure or doubt, or you know, just trying to get our head around a difficult circumstance in our life, please remember this truth. God remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. Amen. Let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Loving God, as we come before You again in prayer, we thank You for the truth that You have proclaimed to us today. We thank You that Your faithfulness never changes and Your love never fails. Lord, we confess again that we've not always been faithful to You. We have failed You in our thoughts, our words, our actions, sometimes the way we treat other people. We have been faithless when we should have been faithful. But we thank You that Your faithfulness doesn't depend on ours. We thank You that You remain faithful even when we are faithless, because You cannot deny Yourself. Help us, O God, to live in the light of this truth. When we fail, help us to run to You. When we struggle, help us to trust You rather than our own strength. Would You give us hearts that are grateful for Your love? Would You give us minds that are confident in Your promises? Lord, we ask that You would use us to share this good news with others. Help us to point people to Your faithfulness, to show them the hope that comes from knowing You. May we leave here today, Lord, with a deeper understanding of Your love and a greater confidence in Your faithfulness. And may we live as people who are secure in Your character that never changes. All this we pray in the loving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. We will continue in our worship now as we sing together How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And as we sing, we'll worship God with our offering as Ben brings the offering forward.